For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is your drug czar, John Walters. Do not listen to the Drug Truth Network. It's evil. Pure evil.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. A while ago, on a previous broadcast, I made the statement that the typical American drug user is not black, but white, and a number of people have questioned that fact. I know that images in the popular media, from TV news to action movies, make it seem like there are huge numbers of black people involved in drugs and crime. But the truth is, the same percentage of black Americans do drugs as white Americans. And only 12% of all Americans are black. Therefore, of all drug users, black and white, only around 12% are black. The vast majority of American drug users are white. Now, I grew up in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn, New York, and my father, who was a pharmacist, had a small drugstore there. As a child, I used to work there on the weekends, and my father taught me many, many things, including how to spot a junkie, how to spot shoplifters, and how to spot a scam. Addicts become very creative when they're running out of drugs, and they play countless cons, from the forged prescription at closing time to some that are so slick and so smooth you'd never know you'd been taken. Eventually, my father closed his business in the predominantly black Bedford-Stuyvesant section and went to work at a pharmacy in Midtown Manhattan, just down the street from the UN building. He now served a very upscale white clientele, and I'll never forget the day he shared his startling discovery that the rich white people in Manhattan pull exactly the same scams, move for move, word for word, as the poor black people in Brooklyn. People are people. Don't fall for the hype and the stereotype. The black face of drug crime is just another drug war lie. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Warning, the government doesn't want you to hear this ad.
Because they're embarrassed. They funded research indicating marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer and might even prevent cancer. Government research also found medical uses for marijuana, and no one has ever died of a marijuana overdose. The more research the government conducts, the more they undermine their own war on marijuana users.
Visit the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation at joinmpp.org or call toll-free 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Show when our guest will be Gary Berntsen. He's the author of the new book, Jawbreaker. It's a personal account by the CIA's key field commander about the attack on bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. Will be certain to discuss Poppygate and the fact that the drug war impacts every aspect of our lives. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.